Canada charges suspect with public mischief for bomb threat against U.S. consulate. By John Hayward on August 11, 2026. The Halifax Regional Police on Monday announced the arrest of a 54-year-old man in connection with a bomb threat against the U.S. consulate. It was the third recent incident of violence or threats against a U.S. consulate in Canada. The U.S. Consulate General in Halifax reported the bomb threat shortly after 6 p.m. local time Sunday. The regional police force said it was able to identify the suspect fairly quickly and began looking for him on Sunday evening but did not find him until Monday morning. The suspect's car turned out to be parked in a garage adjacent to the Purdy's Wharf office complex, where the U.S. consulate keeps its offices. Police said the vehicle contained a tank of propane and several canisters that apparently held flammable liquids. A suspicious bag was also found near the vehicle. The police issued a bomb alert, evacuated the area around Purdy's Wharf, and brought in an explosive disposal unit to handle the dangerous materials. The owner of the vehicle was located in the Clayton Park district of Halifax and taken into custody about half an hour later. Given the concern that he may be in possession of explosives, road closures were in place for much of the day on Thomas Rattle Drive and surrounding areas while his belongings were searched with the support of the RCMP Explosive Disposal Unit, a police statement said. Halifax Regional Police spokeswoman Michelle Dux said the bomb threat was not being treated as a national security incident at this time. But what I can say is he is here. He's being interviewed and everyone has been notified that we believe needs to be notified. All avenues will be checked, she said. On Tuesday, the Associated Press identified the suspect as Ali Asakare, age 54. He has been charged with uttering threats and public mischief. The charges were presumably reduced after a police explosives expert determined the materials in his car did not pose a threat to public safety. No information has yet been released about Asakare's history or possible motives for making the bomb threats. CBC News noted that the charge sheet filed with the court included a Halifax address for the defendant. In March, several shots were fired at the U.S. consulate in Toronto. An 18-year-old Toronto man named Sheldon Tracy Stewart was arrested and charged with committing a violent attack on the official premises of an internationally protected person, along with theft of a motor vehicle and possession of stolen property. In July, two more suspects were arrested for firing shots at the consulate in Toronto. The older suspect was identified as 19-year-old Zainal Abdin Syed, while the younger was not publicly identified due to being only 15 years old. Toronto police said Syed and his accomplice were contacted through encrypted messaging applications and offered payment to attack the U.S. consulate, which was also said to be the motivation for Tracy Stewart's attack in March. Canadian authorities have not yet released details of who was behind the crime-for-hire scheme, and they have not linked it to the bomb threat from this weekend as of press time.